My wife's from Edinburgh, so we've discussed, you know, it doesn't matter to me where I live, in the sense of as long as it's not in, you know, the middle of a city, I'll kind of go anywhere in the UK. She wants to go back to live in Scotland because her 1, 2, 3 sisters live there. One brother lives there. Other brother lives in Vietnam. So not going to be seeing him very often, but she wants to go back and see the rest of the family. Both of our kids are, you know, again, they're kind of, well, fine, don't mind. I suspect, you know, we will move up there. They'll have a year or two and think, I think I might want to come back down south again. But hey, that happens. So we'll see, you know, we'll see what happens. But that's the plan, to sell the house we've got in the south, which hopefully we'll have paid for by then, and put it all the, you know, all our contents in a small lorry, and somebody can drive up the M6 to somewhere in or around Edinburgh. I can imagine it being fantastic. However, you know, who knows? It's very different having a week or two off, as you do for holiday, or a day off, to, you know, waking up and thinking, oh, I haven't got to get up today, tomorrow, or at this time next week and go to work. So just deal with that when it happens. And, you know, if you think, well, I wouldn't mind a little job, you know, taking the frozen peas out of the packet and putting them in the fridge in Tesco's, then I'll go and do that, because it's more about meeting people and getting out, and not just, you know, sitting on your bum at home watching the telly. The only thing I'm concerned about is that the weather down here is quite warm, and my experience of the weather in Scotland is kind of different. So whether I can cope with that or not, I don't know. We'll have to find out. We just have to put another layer of clothing on. That's it. But I quite like walking around in shorts in the summer. And I may not be doing that.